From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump says the U.S. military will no longer let transgender people serve in any capacity. His decision reverses a policy that former President Barack Obama's administration announced a year ago. In a string of Twitter comments, Trump said on Wednesday that after consultation with my generals and military experts, he was ending acceptance of transgender people into the country's armed forces. A Republican Senator Lindsey Graham wasn't happy about the method Trump used to make the announcement.
I have a hearing about it, not a tweet. So what I want to do is, Commander-in-Chief has a lot of latitude here. I don't know what the policy proposal is. I don't know why he decided what he did. But I think the right way to do this is have a hearing so you can hear from both sides. Have the Secretary of Defense and generals come before the committee to explain what their recommendations are. Make a reasoned decision about those who are serving as transgender, what happens to them. At the end of the day, I want a strong, vibrant military, but I want to be fair. And the best way to do this is have a hearing, not a tweet.
Another senior Republican Senator, John McCain, who was held as a prisoner of war in Vietnam in the 1960s, chided Trump for making the announcement on Twitter and said his statement was unclear. Congressman Steve Scalise was released from a Washington hospital Wednesday, almost 6 weeks after he was critically wounded in an ambush shooting on a baseball field in Virginia. Scalise is the third highest-ranking Republican in the House. He was shot in the hip when a gunman attacked a group of Republican members of Congress who were taking part in a baseball practice on June 14th. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington.